listening to the Garden Nerd Tip of the Week podcast, brought to you by GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi. Thanks for joining us. Bolting for dollars. It's August, and some plants are trying to bolt to seed in the garden because it's hot. Celery, radishes, cilantro, and lettuces are beautiful when they send up flower stalks and set seed. By allowing plants to bolt to seed, it can actually help you in a number of ways. First, they attract beneficial insects, not just to the flowers, but some critters actually take up residence in dry foliage. I've seen ladybugs feasting on aphids in spent kale and chard plants, and I've seen lacewings laying eggs on the tips of celery seed clusters. Secondly, you can harvest the seeds for future gardens and save money. Cilantro and lettuce seeds are really easy to harvest. Just wait until the seeds turn dark on the plant, and then rub the plant between your fingers inside a paper bag. Bolting to seed can also save you time. Well, depending on your preference. Seeds such as arugula and mustard greens will reseed themselves really easily from spent plants. Like I said, if you like that, that's a really good thing. If you have a tidy garden and you don't want that, then pick them before they go to seed. But to let them go, you just let the seeds fall on the ground and you'll have a plethora of volunteers next season. And finally, older plants have deep root systems, and when you finally pull them out, they've done a great job of tilling your soil for you. Radishes and old root crops, like carrots and parsnips, leave soil loose and friable for your next planting. So save time, money, and effort this summer by letting your plants bolt. You can find more tips and tidbits for all your organic gardening needs at GardenNerd.com. I'm Christy Wilhelmi, and until next time, happy gardening.